If you lived on a man's place, you had to be dying before he'd get you a doctor. And you didn't have no money now. Not if you lived out making a farm, a crop on somebody else's farm.
Yes,
sir. And so this year baby taking sick, and we was picking cotton, and its grandma was keeping it. And she says, I give this baby a piece of bread, and it was trying to eat it and left some blood on the bread.
Mm.
Said, you ought to take it to a doctor. Well, so we couldn't carry it to no doctor, and really never thought, really. And we just went on back to the field. And that evening, sure enough, it taken sick, real sick. Well, our boss man carried it to the doctor. And so he'd had done taking lockjaw.
Oh.
It was tonsillitis and lockjaw. And so the other one was born in 26 and died in 27. It taken colitis. And it died in 27, you know, during that overflow.
Yes, ma'am.
So anyway, I've got five living.
Mm-hmm. Do they live around here?
I have two sons who live here in town.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have a daughter who lives at Morgan City, Louisiana. And a daughter lives in Dayton, Texas. And a son that lives in Dallas, Texas.
Hmm. Do you ever get to see them? They ever come down here much?
Not much, huh?
What do your sons do for a living?
Well, the one in Dallas, Texas, he's got a car body shop. This oldest boy of mine, he works here at a plant. Now, what plant, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But the baby boy, he works on the boat on the river.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what my boys do.
Yes, ma'am.
Of course, the girls, they don't work. Got a house full of youngins to take care of.
Did you ever have a job at something, or were you a housewife most of your life?
I was housewife, all but working in the field.
So everybody had to work in the field?
Everybody. I'd go to the field when they did, after I married. I'd go to the field when they did, and then I'd come to the house when they did. And I didn't have time to cook, you know,
yes,
but I just make me a skillet of meal, thick and green. I don't know whether you ever saw any or not.
What's that like?
Well,
you
yeah.
Thick and green?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
You putting that on record.
That's okay. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Anyway, I'd come in and I didn't have time to cook. So anyway, I'd just put me on a skillet. A little grease in it, brown me some meal in that. You make bread, I know you know that.
Yes, ma'am.
Brown me some meal in there. And when it got good and brown, pour me some water in there and it would be good and thick.
Yes, ma'am.
Good and thick, and cook me a pound of bread. That's what we ate. I'd go to the field when they did.
Is that, say that's called thickening gravy.
Uh-huh.